You called me an idiot. So we're already in, we're in problem zone.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hello, and welcome to Bonersode 29 for November 10th, 2019. Ronk and Total Second activated their Wonder Twin powers to extend this Bonersode to a long-lasting hour edition, and thanks to those guys for doing that, because next week I'll be working on episode 22 of the full show and dealing with some real-life stuff, so there won't be a Bonersode. Hopefully the next 60 minutes makes up for that. Let's go. Hello, Bill?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Bill. It's Richard with the HOA.
The HOA.
Yeah, you know.
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling because we're going to be sending that plumber out on Wednesday to do the work on your water heater.
On my water heater?
Yeah, they're going to be installing that new temperature inhibitor. So I just want to give you a kind of a heads up. They'll be there. Bill?
Yes.
Hey, Bill, I think we got disconnected somehow.
Who is this again?
This is Richard with the HOA.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
What are you going to do?
Oh, well, like I was trying to explain, on Wednesday, the plumber's going to be there to install the new temperature.
Where?
What do you mean where? At your house.
No, they're not. I have no problem here.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? I got no problem here.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not like, you know, for damage or anything. It's just, you know, we're installing the new temperature inhibitors on all the water heaters.
No, I don't think I want you here.
No, I'm not going to be there, sir. It's going to be the plumber.
I don't want him here either.
Oh, well, it's mandatory. Like, you know, it's not just you. We're putting them on all...
Hey, why is it mandatory? It's my personal heater?
Yeah, but, it's the whole community is doing it, and it's not...
No, this is the first I've heard about it.
Oh, you didn't get the email that we sent about a month ago?
No.
You better
send another one, but don't send the plumber.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be there on Wednesday at about 9 o'clock.
They're not going to be here on Wednesday.
Yeah, we have you down, we have you scheduled for 9 o'clock.
You're not going to be here Wednesday, because I'm not going to be here Wednesday.
Oh, that's fine, you don't have to be there, it's just a quick 20-minute job, they'll be in and out.
And how are you going to get in without a lock?
Oh, we'll just give them the copy of your key.
No, you won't, you don't have a copy of my key.
Of course we do, we have everyone in the neighborhood.
You better not be here, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, well,
you
already said that you're not going to be there, so what do you care? I don't understand.
If anybody walks in my house...
But you're not going to be there,
so... I will take it as an intrusion.
No, it's an HOA
official. I'll take it as a break and entry.
They're going to...
I have no notification... You know,
why are you yelling at me?
Wait a minute.
Why are you yelling at me, first of all?
You will not be in my house, or I will have you arrested.
Sir, I'm not going to be there.
Got it?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Laura?
Yeah.
Hey, it's your neighbor Stump from up the street.
Yeah.
And I was just calling to ask you kind of a little bit of a favor.
Okay.
I was just hoping that maybe you could just stay away from my wife.
Who's your wife?
Oh, you know, Olga. Like you don't know.
Olga?
Yeah, I'm just saying, can you just kind of like back off a little bit? Like, I
think you've got the wrong Laura.
Oh, no, this is Laura, right?
Yeah.
Over there.
I don't know your wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're playing dumb. That's fine. Yeah, she told me that, you know, you've been making eyes at her and everything. And, you know, I know our marriage is kind of on the rocks and everything, but that doesn't give you the right to just, you know, move in on my territory.
Making eyes at her.
Yeah, you know, just kind of hitting on her and flirting with her and, you know, being real, real suggestive and everything, and I don't appreciate that, because we're still technically married.
I don't know who... I have no idea who you are.
Okay, you're playing hardball now.
No, first of all, I'm married, just, and I don't prefer women, I prefer men.
Yeah, well, it's 2019, that doesn't mean anything.
2019?
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything, you know? Just because you're married and prefer men, like you say.
No, that's not me. Sorry, I think you have the wrong person,
honest with you. No, she told me how you've been, you know, just been coming on real strong.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's definitely you. And I recognize your voice, okay. too. Like, I was listening to some of the voice.
And where do you live?
Oh, I'm just a little ways down the road from you.
Which way?
To the left.
The left.
Yep. And
do you know anybody by the name of Olga?
And I was listening to some of her voicemails, and, you know, I heard the voicemails that you left her, too. They're, you know, extremely sexual.
No. Dude, you got the wrong person.
I recognize that voice, that, you know, that 3-packs-a-day voice that you got.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Mary?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Okay.
And I'm just calling because we got the lab results back from the soil samples that we took of your front yard.
Okay.
And it shows here on the results that your grass is a non-local strain. So on Monday, we're going to be sending a crew out to rip out the grass for you.
Where? In the front yard?
Yeah. Well, yeah, all of your grass, you know, front yards and side, you know, it's all over. They're just going to tear it all out, and that's no cost to you. You know, we've got that taken care of. But yeah, you'll need to get it replaced with some locally grown non-GMO grass. You know, our landscapers, they put in local grass, but yeah, you must have.
That's the only grass that was planted here.
Yeah, you must have switched it or something and didn't let us know because yeah, it's a Peruvian strain of grass that you have there, ma'am.
Oh no, I would not switch my whole entire lawn.
Oh, I think you would. You know, you've got a reputation around here of being sneaky, and you know that's.
I do.
Yeah, we've got quite a file on you, but yeah.
What are you talking about?
So on Monday they'll be there to tear out all the grass.
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
What do you mean? Yeah, no. They'll be there on Monday morning at about 10 o'clock to tear the grass out for you.
No, they're not allowed to. I need to talk to someone in charge then.
Oh, they're definitely allowed. They're our contractor. You know, they have permission to come and remove that, because, you know, it's going to contaminate the soil, and it could spread and mutate the other grass around
here. I don't
even
know what you're talking about.
What do you mean? Your grass. It's a non-local strain.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, playing dumb. Okay, so you're going to play hardball. Yeah. That's fine.
I'm playing dumb?
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, like I said, it's...
Excuse me. I am, you know, really getting upset about this, and I want to talk to somebody at the HOA.
Well, that's me. That's who I'm with.
You're telling me I have a file of being sneaky?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm playing dumb?
Well, I'm just saying, you know...
Are you kidding me?
Well, no. I mean, you're acting like you don't know what's going on, and...
I don't.
You definitely had that grass swapped out at some point.
No, I did not. You know, if it's swapped out, it's not from me. Mm. I would never replace... the yard.
Yeah, very likely story. But anyways, they'll be there on Monday. And
unbelievable. Do you hear what he's saying, Mom?
Yeah, I am the owner of this property.
Oh, who's this?
This is my daughter you're talking to. And she has nothing to do with nothing. I don't know what you want, but
well, I don't want anything. I'm just calling
you. And don't let me hear from you again or
hey.
You'll be in trouble.
Oh, no,
okay?
There's a fine for hanging up on an HOA member. You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
There'll be a 70...
fine for up on HOA.
There'll be a $75 insubordination fee.
A subordination fee.
Insubordination.
Are you my authority?
Well, yeah, I'm with the HOA. You gotta, you know, comply with
all
the bylaws.
Which HOA are you with? What's the name of it?
What are you talking about?
And which address are you talking about?
I'm talking about your address.
What's my address?
374. Like, we've already been over this. I don't understand why you're, you know, getting all up in arms about it.
We have not been over this. This is the first call I'm receiving. I had no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I just explained the whole thing. Anyway, like I said, it's no cost to you.
Listen,
they're gonna
disagree with whatever you're saying. So,
well, you can disagree all you want, sweetheart. But they'll be there on Monday to rip your grass out,
sweetheart, honey.
Oh, don't you call me honey. That's sexist.
Oh my God! Now I'm being sexist.
Yep.
He called me sweetheart, and I'm being sexist.
It's 2019. You can't assume my gender, and, you know, you can't condescend to me like that. That's sexual harassment.
What are you talking about, dude?
There you go, assuming my gender again. You don't know if I'm a dude or a dudette.
Okay, person.
That's right. Anyway, they'll be there on...
You better not show up over here on Monday, whatever you said.
Oh, I'm not going to be there. It's going to be the lawn service that comes over. you know, Royco, Lawn and Tree and Lube. They'll be there on Monday at 10 o'clock.
Who?
Royco. Anyway, they'll be there on Monday. Look, I gotta make some other calls. So, you know, just get that grass.
How many lawns are you doing this to?
Oh, there's a few of them that are out of compliance. You're not the only one. You're not being singled out. But yeah, they'll be there on Monday, and they'll tear it out, and then it's up to you to get it replaced ASAP. Because
if you leave me with a pile of dirt, that's what's staying here.
Oh no, there's a $75 fee for having no grass, and it compounds daily after that.
Now you're not taking my grass then.
Oh, they're definitely taking it out. It's a non-local strain.
No, they're not.
No, we can't have that non-local grass in here. You know,
I don't know what the heck you're talking about. I want to see the test results myself.
Oh yeah, all the paperwork's going to be sent in the mail. You'll get that in the next few days.
I want it before Monday.
No, that's not how the mail works. They don't deliver on Sunday, stupid.
Okay, well, then I don't work that fast either.
Okay, well, anyway, they'll be there on Monday, and it's up to you to get it replaced.
They're not going
to
be allowed to let them do that.
No, you can't stop them. They're under...
What's your last name?
Beauregard.
Overgard.
Yep, Overgard. Winston Overgard.
And you got to get... first name?
Winston.
Winston Overgard.
Mm-hmm. What you doing?
Writing your name down.
Oh.
How do I get in touch with you?
Oh, you're one of these people.
Yep.
Oh, you can just call the office here. I'm here for another couple of hours, or I'll be back on Monday. But in the meantime, you know, just you better start calling around and getting yourself a lawn service out there to replace that grass, because...
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Well...
Winston Overgard, and you're up at the clubhouse now?
You're going to be racking up the fees, because, you know, it's $75.
Are you at the clubhouse right now?
Yeah, I'm over here at the office. Yep.
At the clubhouse office.
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, and also, can you tell...
What's your phone number?
Can you tell Mary, we've got a report here that she was peeing in the pool. And, you know, that's against the...
She doesn't go to the pool. She's 86 years old.
Oh, we've got her on the security camera. It's definitely her.
What does she look like?
Well, she's the one that always comes over and squats and pees into the pool. And that's a big
Mom,
no-no.
She's got you squatting and peeing in the pool.
Stop it. Hang up on this person.
Oh, no. There's a fine for that. You don't want to do that.
I'm going to call the cops.
He said there's a fine for hanging up on him.
You can't.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, hang up. Do it anyway.
Okay. I'm going to go.
We're tired of your rebel attitude.
Thank you.
All right. Have a nice day.
Anything else nice you got to say?
No. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
I love you both.
Bye-bye.
I love you.
This is Kelly.
Oh, hey, Kelly. It's Ira from down the street.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Not too bad. How have you been?
We're great, thanks.
Hey, I was just calling because I had my grandchild over the other day.
Yes.
And he was kind of afraid because he thought your house was haunted. Like he thinks.
Really?
Yeah, like he was saying that it looks like a witch lives there or something. And so,
oh, weird.
Yeah, so I was just calling, I was just hoping that maybe you could just kind of clean things up a bit so it doesn't look so spooky.
Are you sure you're talking, you mean 102?
Yeah.
Where are you, what house, where are you?
Yeah, I'm just a few houses down from you on.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Yeah, you know, he's going to be over here kind of on a regular basis now.
Gotcha.
Know, I'm just kind of hoping that maybe you could just kind of tidy up a bit so it doesn't look so kind of run down.
I'm not sure that you mean us, though. You mean in the front?
Yeah. This is Kelly, right?
Yeah, but where is it run down in the front?
Oh, you know, just kind of the way it looks. You know, you're not doing a very good job with upkeep and everything. I was just kind of hoping you could kind of, I don't know, maybe you could hire someone or something.
I'm not sure what. Maybe we should talk it out in person because I'm not exactly sure what you mean about upkeep in the front of the house.
Oh, you know, just kind of looks old. You know, there's obviously some wear and tear. Kind of needs, you know, cleaning up.
Well, you know what? I have family over, Iris, so what I'll do is this the number that I can reach you at?
Yeah, this is the best one.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe you can get your family or something to kind of make it a group effort, you know, like a team activity.
Oh, no, we don't. No, we don't need to do that. What I'm going to do is I'm just with them because they're from out of town. My whole family's here. So, but what I'll do is if I want to reach back to you, I can reach you at this number.
Yeah, you can call me anytime,
okay.
But, you know, it's pretty simple.
Perfect.
Just kind of clean up the, you know, the kind of dumpy looking house there and, you know, just make it look a little less
spooky.
Well, I disagree
with you. I disagree with you, Ira. So,
well, I mean, you know, I mean, let's not split.
We can certainly talk it out, but
let's not split hairs. I mean,
right now.
I mean, your house is definitely the kind of the crappy one on the street, you know, but you know, it's no big deal. Just takes a little gumption, that's all. Little elbow grease.
I don't know that I agree, but that's great. But I'm glad to know I can reach you at this
summer. Bill should get out there. You know, he's the man. Like, just, you know, just get on his case, you know, just start nagging him. Tell him to get off the couch.
My husband works at Vanderbilt as a professor. He's not on the couch, Ira. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, big shot. Yeah, but I mean, when he's home, it's
I'm
like...
I'm going to hang up now, Ira. Thanks so much.
He's obviously just sitting there drinking beers all day or something.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Anthony?
Hi.
Hey, it's Ira with the HOA.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Sorry to bother you so late.
Yeah, no problem.
I was just calling because, you know, we had one of our officials over there doing the routine inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the notes here, and they said that the sheets on your bed weren't on the approved color list. And so I was just kind of giving you a friendly kind of heads up, you know, just got to get those changed.
Wait. Sorry, what sheets?
Your bed sheets, the color of them. They're not on our approved list.
I'm sorry. I'm a little confused here. This is the HOA.
Yeah, of course.
And you're commenting on the color of my sheets inside my house?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Anthony, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you're the one. Yep, just got the notes here that, you know, they were there the other day just doing the routine inspection, and that was the only thing that came up, you know, as a red flag.
How would they know the color of my sheets inside my house?
Oh, they were there, you know, just, what was it, Monday? Yeah, just a couple of days ago.
So just to be clear, you're telling me that the HOA cares what color the sheets on my bed inside my house are?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't put it that way. It's not, you know, that we care. It's just we have an approved list. That's all. And the color of them were, you know,
according to... How would anybody know the color of my bed sheets? A, because nobody was inside my house.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, we, you know, the routine inspection that we do every, you know, every month, they just come in, do a quick once over. They're not there for more than, you know, maybe 5-10 minutes at the most.
Not possible.
What is your name, Ira? Ira what?
Oh, is that Sahar?
Yep.
Hey, can you tell your wife in the background to just shut the fuck up? Because men are speaking.
Hello?
Hey, Fred?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Stump with the HOA.
It is?
Yeah.
What are you?
This is Stump with the HOA.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just calling because we're sending out the plumber on Wednesday morning to install the new regulator on your water heater. And so I just wanted to give you...
On Wednesday morning, what time?
At about 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And they'll just be there about 20 minutes, and they're just going to be putting that new temperature regulator on your water heater.
Is it inside or outside work? Inside.
It's inside, you know, just got to get to your water
heater.
And
what does it do?
Oh, it just caps the temperature. You know, it's...
Why are we doing this?
Oh, you know, because the board voted on capping the temperature at 70 degrees to, you know, help fight climate change. So, yeah, they'll be there on, you know, Wednesday morning to put that in for you.
When was this done? This is the first I'm hearing about it.
The vote was passed, I think it was last Friday.
Well, my feeling is, since I don't know anything about it, I have to hear more about it.
Oh, yeah, I can try to answer any questions you might have.
Well, what does cap the temperature at 70 degrees mean?
Well, it just means that, you know, that's the highest that you can set your temperature to, you know, for your water.
Here's what I'd like. Today is Monday, and you're talking about Wednesday.
Yep.
I'd like to talk to my board and find out that was done.
But they don't like
and
you.
And then I'll call you back and say that it's okay.
Oh, no, it's not really a matter of it being okay. Like, it's mandatory, you know, everyone's...
Well, I got to let them in, and I don't know if I want to do that.
You know, we'll just give them a copy of the key. You know, they can just let themselves in. You don't even have to be there. It's no big deal.
Here's what I'd like. I'd like you to give me your phone number, and I'll call you back tomorrow after I check it. Well, if it's okay, I'll be fine.
What do you need to check, though? I don't understand.
I want to check that it's a board-approved thing, because I never heard of it.
Oh, we sent you the email. You didn't get the email a couple of days ago?
I don't get emails.
Oh.
Well. We may have gotten an email. I'll ask my wife about that. But why wouldn't you just give me your phone number, and I'll call you back tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, I'll give you my phone number. It's no problem, but...
Tate is your name?
Oh, no. No, my name is Stump.
Okay. And what's your first name?
Oh, that is my first name.
What's your last name?
Beef Knob.
Spell that for me.
B as in BBQ, E as
wait,
in e, I.
Wait, hold on, sir. You're dealing with a guy that's hard of hearing, so I apologize.
Yeah, obviously.
D, I'm sorry. D as in David?
No, B as in BBQ.
Oh, okay. Got B, yeah, and then what?
E as in I.
E, I as in I? E as in I, E-Y-E.
E as in I.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry to burden you.
Oh, it's all right.
So, Besknob.
Beef Knob.
Beef Knob, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
And what's your phone number?
Oh, it's on your caller ID there.
Okay, I'll call tomorrow, and if I have problems with that, you'll have to deal with me in some form or another.
Oh, what is that, a threat?
Whether he comes in or not.
What is that, a threat?
No, it's not, but, you know, you're telling me stuff that I don't understand and don't know, and I just want to check it out. What's wrong with that?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it, but, you know, it's just, you gotta just nut up, you know, just grow a pair. That's life.
I got no problem in being flexible. I just want to make sure it's legitimate.
No,
people call and try to scam, and people do stuff, they tell older people to be wary.
Yeah, but how
so
would this
I'm
be
just being wary.
But how would this be a scam? I'm not asking you for any money or information or anything.
But why are you calling?
Just to let you know. They'll be there on Wednesday, that's all.
And that'll be fine if it's all legitimate. He can come right in and do what he has to do.
Yeah. Oh, also,
no threats.
Oh, also, I'm going to need your credit card number.
No, I'm not going to do any of that. I'm going to cease talking to you. Why are you charging me for this?
Oh, no, I'm just joking. I'm just messing with you, that's all.
Then you're the wrong guy.
Oh, but I do need your...
I'm trying to tell you that
I don't care.
Sensitive
to
scam... And okay. I can't do this until I feel comfortable.
Oh, but I will need your library card number.
See you later.
I'm going to check out
I'll
some books.
I'll call you tomorrow.
I'm going to check out some books under your name.
I'll call you tomorrow.
All right. I love you.
All right. Bye.
I love you. Oh.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Terry?
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Yes.
And I'm just calling because I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up. The plumber's going to be there on Wednesday morning at about 9 o'clock to install that new device on your water heater.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you didn't get the email that we sent you it's been about a month now?
No, tell me what that said. I don't recall that.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, it's just, you know, we're putting the new temperature inhibitors on all the water heaters, you know, in the whole neighborhood.
Okay.
And yeah, so the plumber will be there, I mean, to your house on Wednesday morning.
I won't be there. I'm in Florida.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, you don't have to be there or anything. It's just a quick 20-minute job. We'll just let them in, and, you know, they'll be escorted and everything, so it's all...
Wait. How are you going to let them in?
Oh, you know, with the copy of the key that we have. And they'll be escorted, like I said, so it'll, you know, it's on the up and up.
You have a key to my condo?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, we have them for all the residents.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is all news to me. What is your name again?
My name's Winston.
Winston, and who are you with?
Property management.
And you have a key to my condo.
Well, I mean, I don't have it personally, but yeah, you know, we have it. We have all the keys, you know, just in a secure locker.
Okay. I really, you took me totally by surprise. I know nothing about this. I never got an email on this.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I don't know why it didn't.
And I had no idea that anybody had keys to my place. Ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, standard practice. We have it for everyone. It's not just, you know, you're not being singled out or anything. It's the whole neighborhood.
All right. Well, if I would like to decline this until I'm actually physically going to be there, can I do that?
I mean, we can reschedule it for next week.
Good.
You know, we have it.
No, reschedule it for November 22nd. I will be there then.
Oh, yeah. We only have the plumber contracted for this week and next week. So furthest we could push it is to the 15th.
This makes no sense to me. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be difficult, but this is something that's, I've never heard of this.
Yeah, I can try to answer any questions you might have about it.
Hold on. Let me put you on speakerphone. My husband's right here. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
What's
the purpose of it?
Of the regulator?
Yeah, why do you want to put a regulator on our hot water?
You know, because, you know, hot water and everything, it contributes to climate change. So the HOA decided, you know, we got to do our part. So we're just going to be, you know, capping the temperature of everyone's water heater.
What do you cap it at?
We've decided to cap it at 70 degrees.
70 degrees?
Yeah, that way it's, you know, just kind of a comfortable level. I mean, you can go...
You've got to be kidding.
What do you mean? No, I mean, it was all voted on by the board and everything.
Well, 70 degrees is tepid. Everybody's going to be taking cold showers?
Oh, no, that's like, you know, it's pretty much room temperature. You know, it's a comfortable level.
No.
Bullshit.
I don't want my temperature at 70 degrees.
No, you do not have our permission to go in that condo.
Oh, no. I mean, it's, you know, it's a mandatory thing, unfortunately. I mean, I don't...
Okay, I'll call tomorrow and arrange with somebody. But
well, I don't
understand. Right now...
I mean, why are you
Nobody's
using that kind of language? I mean, that's not necessary.
Nobody is going into my condo until I talk to somebody else.
Oh, like I said, I can push it to the 15th, but that's, you know, as late as it can go. But it's a mandatory thing, so there's no, like, opt-out or anything.
70 degrees is your... I
can't imagine anybody's going to agree to that.
I can't imagine anybody agreeing to that.
Well, I mean, the board voted on it and everything, so, I mean, that was the temperature
You're going to wash dishes in 70-degree water?
Oh, yeah, you know, because hot water, it doesn't make any difference. Like, it doesn't kill germs.
70 degrees is tepid. You don't even like going in the ocean at 70 degrees.
Yeah, no, that's a nice, comfortable temperature, you know, like
it
70...
It is not a nice, comfortable temperature.
No.
When it's 70 degrees outside, that's a nice day. I don't understand why you're getting all bent out of shape over it, you know? That's a reason.
You know what?
Okay.
I don't know who the frig you work for. But it is not acceptable to us.
Hey, Dana, can you just get on the phone? I'm having trouble hearing you.
No, we're going to...
I mean, it sounds like Dana just needs to grow a pair. You know, just get over it.
Hello?
Hi, Carol?
Yes?
Hey, it's Winston with the...
Yes? Okay.
Hey, I was just I was just calling
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I was just calling because one of our inspectors was over at your place the other day.
Uh-huh.
And they noticed that your bed sheets were out of compliance.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it's just the color of them is, you know, not on our approved list. And so I was just...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know, it's not the end of the world or anything, but yeah, just calling to give you kind of a friendly heads up. Got to get those changed. You know, to a color
okay.
So, yep, at your earliest convenience, you know, just get those bed sheets changed to a color that's on the approved list. That's all.
Oh, okay.
And also, another thing they have flagged here, they said that you had too many pillows on your bed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to remove those.
Yeah, you know, you got to keep it to, you know, no more than two pillows per bed.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
yep.
Gosh. I just didn't know that. I guess I didn't read everything.
Oh, yeah. You got to look closely at those rules. You know, we got rules around here for a reason. Otherwise, it's chaos.
I guess. Yeah, we got to stick with those rules.
Yep.
Dang.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure glad you told me about that.
All right. Yep. We'd appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
So what you doing? What were you up to before I called?
Oh, we're just I went to lunch today in the freezing cold.
Yeah, it's pretty cold out.
It's dang cold.
Yep.
It's like 20 with the wind chill and all that.
I bet your nipples were like diamonds.
Oh, shoot. Who is this, really?
You could just cut glass with those things.
Yeah. Who is this, really?
This is Ira. I already told you that.
Okay.
Yep, Ira jumping. I'm just over here in the office.
Oh, okay.
Working late, catching up on these compliance issues.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll sure have to take care of that. I'll just check the list and see what color I need to come up with and get some of those things moved.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, I'm going to go take a shit now. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello, this is Jill.
Oh, hey, Jill, it's Ira from down the street.
Oh, hello, Ira, you said?
Yeah, you know, just a few doors down from you.
Okay, sorry. I don't think we've ever talked on the phone before, so...
Oh, yeah, that's okay. I was just calling because my grandson, he's staying with me for a little bit. And the other day he was kind of complaining because he thought your house was haunted.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Because of those skeletons in the front yard?
Oh no, it was like, I guess he just said it looks kind of spooky and run down and everything. Like, I don't, you know, it's just his imagination running wild, but you know, I was thinking maybe you could just kind of, I don't know, just kind of tidy up a bit. You know, just kind of make it look a little less run down. That way, you know.
Less run down?
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Well, you know,
well,
just.
Okay.
It just needs a little maintenance, you know. It's not like.
We were probably out of town at the time you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, this was just like. Well, it was just, what was it? Just the other day, just yesterday. And yeah, you know, it just.
I'm sorry, but like specifically, can you tell me what you're talking about? Because can you just tell me maybe specifically what you're talking about?
I mean, do you have like a crew or something that you hire? Or maybe they can kind of fix it up a bit? I hope you didn't spend too much, because yeah, just, you know, just in general, just kind of looks bad, you know? Just, it's kind of like there's one on every block, you know?
There's one on every block.
Oh, you know, I'm you know, just needs a little love and care,
okay,
that's all.
Well, I appreciate your input. Appreciate your input. Maybe I could. Did you get my phone number from the neighborhood group?
Oh, I just asked John and he had it. But yeah, you know, it's just
John.
It's nothing major or anything. It's just kind of like the overall appearance. It just looks a little old, you know. It just looks a little. Well, you know, just make it look a little less spooky. That's all I'm saying.
Spooky.
Just needs a little detailing.
Okay. Well, I'd love to get your phone number in case I have any questions to follow up. Maybe you said it was your grandson?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's just staying with me a while, you know, while his parents are going through a divorce.
Honestly, I don't remember meeting you in any of the neighborhood get-togethers. So
oh, yeah.
Can you just give me your last name?
Jumping?
I don't think
we've ever met in person or anything, but yeah, I'm just a little ways up the road from you. And yeah,
Wow. Okay.
And just, you know.
All right. Well, this is a bit of a shock to hear what you're saying, but I will take it into consideration. And
I mean, it's no big deal. Like I said, it's nothing major. Just kind of, your house is just kind of the crappy one on the block.
Our house is the crappy one on the block.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, you know, I know you're busy and everything. You don't have a lot of time to take care of it, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe you had to
we do have a lot of time to take care of it.
Well,
okay, fine. Well, we appreciate the input.
But yeah, you know, just
the crappy house on the block.
I mean, you know, I didn't. That's, you know, I'm not calling it crappy or anything. I'm just saying, like, that's the.
No, you did call it crappy.
Well, it's, you know, just like that's the one where, like, if I was selling my house, I'd be like, hey, you know. You're kind of bringing down the property value. Can you clean it up a bit?
Can you just, or bringing down the property value? Can you be more specific? Like, what is it? We've had quite a bit of work done, actually, on the property, I'm not sure what you're referring
to. Sounds like you got ripped off. Maybe Robert can just get out there and, you know, just kind of, just get off his ass, you know? Just tell him to
what?
Quit being a couch potato. Get out there and, you know, clean things
we
up.
We need to quit being couch potatoes and get out there and do something about it.
No, I'm just saying Robert. You know, like Robert's obviously
Robert's
just
my husband.
That's what I mean. Yeah. You know, just he's kind of just laying around the house being a useless husband, you know?
He's laying around the house being a useless husband.
Why do you keep repeating everything I'm saying? It's kind of weird.
Because I cannot believe you're actually saying this, and I've never really met you. It's
I'm just kind of describing the situation, that's all. It's no big deal. It's pretty clear, like, you know, Bob must be a deadbeat or something.
Rob is a deadbeat.
He's got all that. Yeah, that's what I said. There you go, repeating me
again.
Okay,
well, I'm just repeating it because I can't believe you're saying it.
Well, no, I mean...
Well, if this is the kind of neighbor that we have in... Then, you know what? We're probably not interested in staying here too much longer, which sounds like maybe you would be perfectly happy with.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great, because then, you know, like...
It'd be great if we moved.
Maybe we can get someone in there that actually takes care of their house, you know, maintains it. And
okay. Well, Ira, I think we've understood each other.
I mean, good luck selling that piece of crap and everything, but...
Good luck selling our piece of crap. Okay.
There you go again.
Wow. Well, good luck to you as well.
All right. Well, anyways, yeah, if you could just clean it up or have your crew or your deadbeat husband just kind of straighten up a bit, and then my grandson won't be so afraid, you know?
Okay. Well, I'll be looking for your phone number in the directory, and like I said, I appreciate your input. Yeah. And
well, we don't really need to talk again. You know, it's pretty simple.
Much.
It's a pretty simple request. I mean, what crew do you have that works there? Like, is it just some day laborers, or do you have an actual business?
LSI takes care of our property just like they do most people in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I don't know why they must, I don't know, like maybe they're just kind of taking their break, you know, when they're supposed to be cleaning up your house. I don't know. You got to look into that.
Okay. Well, thank you again for your call, and
Where's Bob anyways?
Really happy. I'm sorry?
Where's Bob anyways?
Bob? Yeah. You mean Rob?
Yeah.
Where is he?
Bob, Rob, whatever.
What do you mean?
Where's he at? And, you know, why isn't he home? You know, is he stepping out on you or something?
Oh, okay.
Like, I think I got in the middle of something here. You know, I didn't realize what I was getting myself into. Like, is the marriage okay?
Hey, Ira.
Oh, hey, is this Bob?
No.
Oh, who's this?
That's not what people who know me call me.
Yeah, I don't know you. I just figured you went by Bob. It's short for Robert. But if you go by Rob, whatever.
So I'm not sure what's going on.
Oh,
what's the issue?
I was just calling because I got my grandson over here, and he was complaining the other day that your house kind of looked a little spooky. Like you said, it looked like a haunted house. I just told him, no, that's just...
We have lights on every night. We have lights on every night. What's the deal?
Well, no,
so specifically what? No, tell me specifically so I can understand if this is legitimate or some prank call.
Oh, no, it's not a prank. I'm your neighbor. I'm just like four houses up the street from you. But no, it's just his imagination running wild. I just told him, like, no, that's just the crappy house on the block. You know, they don't do a good job of maintaining it. That's all. And I was just hoping that, like, maybe you could just kind of get out there and clean it up a bit. You know, simple request.
Well, who does your landscaping?
The landscaping services, LSI.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm just saying, like, in addition to that, you know, like, I get off my ass every once in a while and, you know.
Oh, wait a minute.
Put a little elbow grease into it. You obviously just don't take care of your house, that's all. And I'm not judging you or anything. I'm just saying, like maybe you could just kind of clean it up a little bit.
And what should we start with?
Well, like Jill said that, you know, you do have a lot of time on your hands. So you're obviously just kind of sitting around watching Netflix or just being a deadbeat, and you know, maybe
no,
you can take.
I'm not.
Maybe you can take.
I'm very busy. Very, very
doing
involved
what?
In the community.
Doing what?
Do I have to answer that question?
You know, it's just a simple question.
No, no, no. Wait, go back. So what specifically should I do to the house?
I mean, just clean it up a little bit. I mean, do I have to spell it out for you?
Wait a minute. No. Okay. Hey, what'd you say your name was?
I don't know. I don't know if you're getting like some day laborers to do it on the cheap or what.
No, no. Wait a minute. What'd you say your name was?
Ira.
Ira. Last name?
Jumping.
Jumping.
Yep.
All right. I appreciate the input, and I'm going to take this up with LSI and the HOA.
Yeah, well, again, it's not them. Like, I just think that you're lazy and you don't really take care of your house. And, you know, it's
I'm lazy.
There's one on every block. You know, I get it. You know, it's really not the end of the world. But if I ever want to sell my house, man, it's going to be tough because they're going to drive by your piece of crap and think, what's going on in this neighborhood? I don't want to be insulting, but, you know, we all kind of talk about, those people over there. You know, 116 looks like garbage, but what are we going to do?
Okay. Hey, thanks for your input. I'm going to take it up with LSI.
They just let anyone.
Appreciate it, Ira.
They just let anyone else.
Thank you.
They just let anyone in this neighborhood nowadays.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Marie.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Okay.
And I was just calling because we got the lab results back for the soil sample that we took, you know, out of your front yard.
I don't know anything about that, but if you say so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just a kind of a routine thing that we do. You know, we just go around taking samples from all the yards and everything.
Okay.
And the reason I'm calling is we, you know, we got your results back, and it shows here that, you know, for some reason, you've got an imported variety of grass.
Imported?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a non-local strain.
And it's my front yard?
Yeah, the whole front yard, you know, they took a few samples, and it's a strain from, I think they said Peru, somewhere in South America. And, you know,
okay,
that's against the HOA bylaws. So, yeah, we're going to just send out a crew, and that's no cost to you. You know, we'll take care of it. They're going to come and rip out your grass. And then, And then, you know, of course, it'll be up to you to get a local strain put in. Remember, it's got to be locally grown, non-GMO grass.
Wait a minute. I didn't put that in there. Why is this falling on me?
Oh, well, I mean, we didn't put it in, so, you know, it's got to be you.
How could it be not you? Maybe not you particularly, but whoever built the house, that's what was put in there.
Oh, no. When we, you know, when they built the place, you know, they planted all locally grown, you know, so.
Look, I don't know what's going on because I did not do anything, so don't be ripping that grass up unless.
Oh, they're coming on Monday. You know, that's.
Well, I don't have money to do anything for that. That's crazy.
Oh, well, you know, like
if
I said,
you
it's,
need to replace it.
Well, like I said, they're going to pull it out for free. You know, that's all taken care of. No worries there.
But I don't understand. You can ask all my neighbors. The only place I ever put a little bit of grass is between my two houses in one little section.
Oh, well, did you have it tested? Like, was it locally grown, or was it some kind of...
I don't know anything about that stuff. It was a bag of grass I bought at the store.
Oh, see, that's probably...
Because there was dirt.
Yeah.
Well, because dirt, they were riding the mower,
Well, I'm not interested in your excuses. I think, you know, what happened is, you know, you put in some non-local stuff in that little patch, and it probably mutated and took over the rest of it, you know, and just... changed all of it.
I only put it in like a few months ago.
You don't know anything about grass, so it probably spread, and yeah, now your whole lawn is, you know, some kind of mutant, you know, foreign strain. And yeah, well, you know, they're going to tear it out, but you got to get it, you know, filled in with some locally grown non-GMO grass.
Well, how the heck do I do that? I don't even know what we're talking about.
Oh, you got to get a lawn service out there, you know?
Okay, this is crazy. And I'm the only one?
Yep, yours was the first one that came up is, you know, flagged as non-local.
Okay, this is really weird because I have the bag of whatever I put between, like, a one-foot section out between the two houses.
Oh, that's nice, honey. Yeah, but, you know, so anyways, they'll be there on Monday morning to tear it out. And, you know, I would... Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey, Marie. I think we got disconnected somehow.
Yeah.
It's Winston again. But yeah, so you'll just want to, you know, maybe look into getting a lawn service out there to replace your grass.
And it's just the front.
Well, yeah, the whole front yard there. And, you know, I recommend Royco Tree and Lube. They're pretty good. But yeah, you can go with whoever you want. Just make sure that they're an outfit that supplies local grass only.
Okay, I never heard of such a thing. This sounds so weird. My grass looks the same as everybody else's, so
yeah.
I don't get this.
Yeah, I mean, it can look the same, but it's definitely one of those foreign strains.
Well, it just doesn't make sense. Like I said, I don't understand how something like that could happen.
Well, yeah, like I said, you know, you put that extra grass in, you know, and it was a mutant strain, and that's how it works. If you mix in like non-local strains, it can take over, you know, and just, next thing you know, your grass is out of compliance. Oh, and speaking of compliance, you know, like I said, there's no cost to have the grass ripped out, but there is a fine for having no grass that compounds daily. So you'll want to get on that, you know.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Just get on it. Lickety split.
This is. Do you know how weird this sounds?
Yeah. No, what do you mean?
It doesn't make sense. I don't get it.
No, you know what doesn't make sense about it? You know, we want to promote, you know, local farmers and local, you know.
Well, that's good. I'm not talking about that, but I don't understand how this happened because I put in a little strip because the mowers kept riding the mower into the same spot. I even had the paperwork that I put in at the office.
Yeah, well, likely and story.
It was like the water just sat in there because they kept riding through the same exact spot.
But yeah, but see, you're not a botanist, you know, so you don't really know what you're talking about.
Well, what's that got to do with it? I'm just telling you what that is, and then I put just a little bit. I don't see how that would have mutated all the way down.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I mean.
From here to the front.
That's what I mean. You're not a botanist, so, you know, you don't know how grass works, and, you know, just quit complaining. Just, you better start making some phone calls and get that replaced, because, you know, it's a $75 fine for not having grass, and then it compounds daily an extra 15 until you get it filled in.
Okay. Well, it is Saturday. I'm not sure who would be around anyway to call.
Oh, Royco, you know, lawn and lube and trees.
Yeah, so I'm supposed to, this sounds almost like a scam.
Well, how would it be a scam? Like, I'm not asking.
I don't know. Well, we'll find out.
I don't think you know what a scam is.
You are not a very nice person. Who is this?
Oh, you need to just drop the attitude, Marie. You know, we're sick of your shit
around here. It's not an attitude. What would you do if somebody called you and told you something like this?
I'd get it rectified immediately because I'm a good resident here, unlike you.
Well, I am too. You can check my records. I've never, ever had an incident.
Oh, no. There's been plenty of complaints about you, and we're tired of your shit around here.
What are you talking about?
You know, there's been, you know, complaints circling around about you and your activities and...
What activities? I don't understand. Do you have the right people?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's Marie. Yep, you're well known around here. We've got quite a file on you.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, about what?
Well, what I don't understand is why you have such an attitude, you know? Like, who the hell do you think you are? You know, just bucking the rules and putting in...
What is your name?
Winston.
Winston what?
Beauregard.
Beauregard?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your address?
What do you need to know that for? That's personal information.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to do? Come over here?
You live in here, though?
Of course. What are you going to do? Come over and, you know, like, contaminate my grass?
Don't be silly. That's not it at all.
Yeah, well...
That's not it. You just don't understand what this means to someone. And when you're talking about complaints about me, I can talk... I will get all my neighbors here. The only one who would ever have anything to say about me is only one person.
Yeah, well, that's not, you know, according to the files I have here in front of me.
Do I get privy to be able to see that? Am I privy to see that?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Those are confidential reports that we have.
Ooh.
Yep. But, yeah, it looks...
Okay.
But, basically, it looks like your neighbors just think you're, you know, just a real piece of work, you know? Like, none of them really like you.
This is wrong.
What do you mean?
I don't know where that's coming from, because
no,
I'm very close to my neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you never quite know who your friends or foes are.
Okay, I will check it out with them.
Yeah, well, just get that grass replaced ASAP.
Okay.
All right, Marie, well, have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Hello?
Oh, hi, David?
No, this is Karen.
Oh, whoa, you sound like a man. Hey, Karen, it's your neighbor, Stump, from up the street?
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling to ask kind of a neighborly favor from David, but if he's not around, I can kind of just run the message to you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Well, I was just hoping that maybe David could kind of stay away from my wife. Karen?
Yes?
Oh, you didn't say anything. Thought I lost you there for a second. Yeah, I was just kind of hoping that he could just kind of back off a little. Like, I don't know if you two have, like, some kind of open marriage or what the case is, but, you know, I kind of just...
What are you talking about?
Oh, my wife, she was telling me how David's been driving pretty strong to the hoop lately. And, you know, it's, I know it's 2019 and, you know, maybe you guys are swingers or whatever, but yeah, I just don't.
Would you like to talk to him? You're crazy.
Oh, no, I'm just, you know, it's just kind of a, just a neighborly favor to ask, you know, like we don't really appreciate it, or at least I don't. Like, I don't need him kind of, you know, encroaching on my territory.
What do you want to know?
Oh, hey, David, it's your neighbor Stump from down the street.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking to you. This is David, right?
Yeah, who are you trying to talk to?
Yeah, well, I was trying to talk to you. I was just calling because I was kind of hoping that you could just kind of back off a little and leave my wife alone.
What are you talking about?
You've been hitting on my wife, you know, last several weeks, and I know that you and Karen probably have some kind of swinger type, you know, relationship, but I don't really appreciate it. Like, I know my marriage is on the rocks and everything, but that doesn't really give you the right to, you know, to just kind of hit on my...
I haven't been to your house. I don't know who you're talking to.
Oh, I'm not saying you've been over here, but just, you know, when my wife's outside running and everything, like, she says that, you know, you've been making eyes at her and all that.
You daydreamer.
No, I'm not daydreaming. I know it's kind of uncomfortable and everything, but...
I only got here last Tuesday.
Hey, can you tell Karen to shut the fuck up because men are speaking? Just trying to have a, you know, man-to-man conversation here.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know where you are.
Okay, yeah. All right, here we go. You're going to play dumb. Look, I know it's, you know, kind of an uncomfortable situation, but, you know, until our divorce is finalized, I really don't appreciate you trying to, you know, wrangle her into a three-way with you and Karen.
You daydreamer. Get a job.
What do you mean by that? I have a job.
Learn the truth before you start running your mouth.
What lot are you on?
I'm sorry, was that Karen again?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you.
Where'd you get your dream from?
Okay, I don't know why you keep saying dream. My wife told me how you've been hitting on her and everything. Asked for her number.
You're a daydreamer from way back.
She said that, like, you were making the, like, the suggestive signals at her and everything, like putting your fingers on either side of your mouth and wagging your tongue. And I mean, that's just gross anyways.
You're a daydreamer if I ever seen one. Get a job.
Yeah, you already said
Learn
that.
What the truth is before you start running your mouth.
Yeah, you already said that too. I told you I have a job. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Well, then you better get another job. You ain't got time to talk about anything else.
Why would I need two jobs? I make plenty of money on my first job. Doesn't make any sense.
Then don't call me when you got something that's bothering you that I ain't involved in.
No, my wife told
All
me.
Right?
She said you're the one. You and Karen down there, you know, trying to just wrangle her into a three-way. Hey,
where are you living?
Are you going to tell Karen to shut the fuck up? David? Hello?
Where the hell would that be?
Well, that's you.
I'm just down the road from you.
What lot?
269.
269?
Yep.
You're a daydreamer if I've ever seen one.
Why do you keep saying that?
Get a job.
What? That's like your catchphrase. You're a daydreamer. Get a job.
Goodbye.
Oh, David. Hey, don't hang up.
I haven't seen your wife. I don't know the name of your wife.
My wife, Olga.
So shut up.
Hey, you shut up.
Hello.
Hi, Edward. Hey, it's Winston with the HOA.
Winston with the HOA.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Winston, and I don't know the HOA.
Homeowners Association?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was just calling because we're going to be sending a plumber over tomorrow to install the temperature regulator on your water heater.
I don't have any knowledge of this, so what is it that is doing? I'm sorry?
Yeah, we're going to be installing temperature regulators on all the water heaters, you know, like in the whole neighborhood.
Right, yes.
And we've got you scheduled for tomorrow. Like I said, they'll be there at about 9 o'clock.
Well, I'm out all day tomorrow, so there won't be anybody here. And, of course, the water heater's in the basement, which is locked up.
Yeah, oh, that's okay. We can let them in. We'll have them escorted by an HOA official, so it's all in the up and up.
I don't think so. I'm not going to be at home. I don't want anybody in the house when I'm not home. I have a tankless hot water heater in the basement, and I don't know if that's what you're... Why do I want a temp regulator on the hot water heater?
Oh, you know, because the board, we voted, you know, on a measure to help fight climate change. Basically, the regulator just caps the temperature.
Right. And I've lived in this house for 23 years. I've never heard anything like this before. And
oh, yeah.
You're saying that all the residents have to do this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not just you. We're not singling you out or anything. It's right. It's everyone. It's going on all the water heaters and everything. Yep.
Well, I really don't want to do this. I have no interest in doing this. The hot water heater works. I'm not concerned about climate change.
I mean,
either case.
I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but you definitely should be. You know, it's gonna impact us and future generations and all that.
Got it. I'd like to pass on this. I'm not interested in doing it.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, but yeah, it's, you know, we're all doing it. It's not just you. It's kind of a mandatory thing. You know
what? I'm hanging up. I don't know who you are. I don't know why you're asking me to do this. I don't want to do it.
Oh, I'm not asking, sir. I'm just letting you know they're going to be there tomorrow.
All right. Well, I'm not going to be here. They're not going to get in the house.
Oh, we.
So that's it.
We can just let them in. But yeah, there's no opt-out program or anything.
You can't let them in. You can't let them in. How are you going to let them into my house?
Of course we can. Yeah,
I don't understand.
We've got a copy of the key.
You got a key to my house?
Yeah, of course.
You do not have a copy of the key.
What do you mean?
To my house?
Yeah, we've got key. You know, copies of everyone's keys. You know, just for maintenance and emergency.
You do not. Absolutely not. No freaking way.
Sir, of course
we do not have a key. Of course you do not. So when I change door locks and on my home, you got a copy of that key?
Oh, well, I mean, you're required to let us know so that we can get a new copy.
Oh, bullshit. Bullshit. I'm done. Good night.
Thank you, Ronk and Total Second, for increasing the length and girth of this Bonersode. And thanks to all of you for supporting the show. I wish I could work on this show full time. Wouldn't that be nice? See you next time.
Climate control is a hoax. You do know that.
What do you mean climate control? I'm talking about climate change, idiot.
Yeah, well, sometimes the government tries to control the climate, too.